This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Now to China, where season two of the Netflix series House of Cards is a massive hit. It airs on Sohu, the popular streaming video site there. The political drama is now its most watched American series. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai to explain. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Mark.
So the first season of House of Cards attracted tens of millions of views in China. Why is it so popular there?
Well, I think it's appealing for the same reason it's popular in the U.S. You know, it's got suspenseful plot twists, good acting. But, you know, it is interesting how many people are hooked on this series here. I think it's because many Chinese are intrigued by the dark side of the political process. A few years ago, there was this TV show in China called The Legend of Zhen Huan. It was about a concubine in the Qing Dynasty who climbed her way up to become empress through the same types of awful things that Frank Underwood does in House of Cards. Now, you would never see a TV drama about modern Chinese political figures going about their Machiavellian ways because the party would censor it. But because House of Cards is about the U.S. political system, it's fair game and it's really popular as a result.
And so how are Chinese viewers reacting to the series?
Well, you know, Chinese friends who I know that have seen it say it's made them think about the complexities of what a democracy must be like. Yesterday, I spoke with one Chinese fan of the series. His name is Chen Guanyin. He's 27. He works in advertising, and it took him 4 days to finish season two.
I have a basic understanding of how the U.S. political system works, but after watching the show, I'm more interested in how the House and Senate work and their roles.
China is known for tight control of the internet. There's a Chinese bad guy in the series, this kind of corrupt billionaire political operator type. There are mentions of Chinese hacking. How did the series manage to get through the online regime there?
I think in some parts, the Chinese government is fine with the series because it really portrays the U.S. government as a corrupt one and just as messy as its own government. The other reason I think, you know, you're talking about the character, the Chinese character, who's an extremely rich businessman. And obviously, he's got government connections because you need those connections in order to be extremely rich in China. But he isn't an outright government official. And I think that that was a smart play on the part of the writers of House of Cards, because I think that that increased the chances of it being played inside of China.
Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks, Mark.